Next up on WealthWorks Radio, there's plenty of talk about retirement recovery plans. On today's show, let's take it one step further and make a plan for success. Some best practices when we come right back.
Radio.
Asset protection.
Tax reduction.
Holistic planning.
South Florida's wealth, financial, and income coach. Eric Kearney.
Welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Kearney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, fiduciary, contributor to Fortune Magazine, author, president of Retirement Wealth LLC, and so much more. Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And the it's still weird out there. We were just talking about that. It just feels weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's still a very strange vibe for a lot of people. And you know, we see a lot more people walking and riding their bikes, and I think there's just a lot of people that are going stir crazy. I've gained 10 pounds, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to.
It really is. I mean, it's just we're working every day, and I literally mean 7 days a week, and it's just a very strange feeling. And I love to work, and we've been working really hard for a lot of new clients that are struggling with their portfolios, but I'll tell you, it's outside of that. It's a very weird feeling, and we're all in this together. You know, it used to be, you know, if we had a hurricane down in Southwest Florida, you know, you'd have other areas of the country calling and asking how we're doing. But now, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, Texas, California, Washington, everywhere, everybody has that same weird feeling. And so these are just very difficult times. I will say this, though. You know, the COVID and the coronavirus is a new thing to us, okay? But now that we've been through it and we've experienced it, we will understand, if this ever happens again, how to better prepare ourselves. And if you don't learn anything from this experience, then shame on you. And I'll tell you, you know, we've been through a lot of market downturns, and we've been through the tech bubble. We've been through 9/11. We've been through plenty of market corrections, market pullbacks, the economic meltdown of 2008. And then, of course, you got December of 2018, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these events, and now you have the coronavirus, all of these events, once we get through them, they actually make us stronger because we're significantly better prepared for the next event. There is no doubt in my mind, because of the tech crash, because of 9/11, because of the economic downturn in 2008, I'm so well prepared. I knew what to do with my clients, right? I got them to a better position because we've been here before. Different kind of economic event for sure, right? We've never heard of physical distancing, social distancing. So we're learning all these new words, but still it's an economic meltdown, but we've gotten through it because we've been through this before and we understand what to do.
That's really insightful. I mean, and again, it's encouraging and sort of reassuring, I think, for people like your clients that need that. 800-779-1942. That's the number that'll get you started on that second opinion. Really a good idea. And you know, as we start to look at this, one of the other big factors here, Eric, is emotion. And we're emotionally affected by all of this and inclined to make perhaps some bad decisions. That's where you come in. You're the voice of reason. You're the voice of calm, the voice of experience.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I don't give myself a lot of credit about a lot of things, but I will tell you this. I have very large shoulders. I have very tough skin. And being in this business for almost 20 years now, I've grown that very well. And the thing is that I take the emotions out of it. You know, people will come in and say, Eric, I really need help. Please help me. And when we hear them, I can hear it in their voice that they're actually looking for real help. I mean, they want a real professional who's going to put them through a process and show them, how can we make this better for you? And again, we talk about investment behavior before, financial behavior, and so forth. It's all the psychological part that goes into the money management. So the thing is that we have to understand how that person feels, their emotions, their behavior, how they're actually acting about their money, because there's a lot of times where all of a sudden people will go into a financial no man's land based on their behavior, based on the irrational thoughts that are swirling in their heads. And that's just a financial recipe for disaster. And so what happens is we end up making very poor decisions based on our emotions. And a lot of times my clients right now are logging into their financial plan and saying, oh, okay, we actually factored in a bad year. We know that we could possibly have a bad year. I'm still going to be okay. You cannot base the success or failure on the dollar amount of your portfolio, because you're not factoring in inflation, stock market fluctuations. You're not factoring in medical or healthcare costs. If you factor all that in the financial plan and you realize that the market's going to do exactly what it's supposed to do, and that is it's going to go up and down, you're going to be okay. But there's a lot of people that have no financial direction through any financial planning. And there's a lot of advisors out there who are hiding underneath their desks because they don't know what to do. They're just hoping that the markets are going to come back. Well, look at what's happening now. People were getting back into the market thinking, oh, the markets are coming back. We're telling them not so fast, because there's still trillions of dollars sitting on the sidelines. And the large money managers aren't seeing the very bottom just yet. So when you have all of a sudden this another market pullback, it's like people are like, oh, here we go again. And then now they're going to start to sell off thinking, oh, the markets are going to tank again. But they're not making rational decisions. They're not making any good decisions about their money whatsoever. It's willy-nilly and there's no direction. And those are the people that are absolutely allowing their emotions to take over 100%.
And, you know, people have to look at something, well, like the oil. I mean, the price of oil, less than zero. I mean, this week, how crazy is that?
It costs more for the cost of the barrel than the oil in it. And now these companies are getting paid to give their oil away. So it's just, it's actually insane of what's happening with oil today. And you got to look around, you know, you got to remember, there's a lot of people that aren't driving to work. When I'm on the parkway, which is a very busy road, and you look out there and traffic is down probably 75%. So the thing is that we're not traveling. You know,
no.
Planes are sitting. Delta's parked the majority of their planes. United Airlines parked the majority of their planes. So we're not using that like we were. And so people don't really understand, again, cash flow, profits, and so forth. And it's why a lot of these companies are going belly up. And it happens in a flash. You've got to remember, you've got to run your retirement just like a business. And there's a lot of people that don't understand that. You just don't mess around with it. There's a lot of components to running a business. There's a lot of components to retirement planning. But there's a lot of people out there who don't want to put that effort in. And so that's why we're thriving when everyone else is kind of, you know, sitting around. But there's actually people that say, okay, Eric, I've got the time now. I want to create that financial plan. I want a portfolio recovery strategy, or I'm in desperate need of a second opinion. And so this is a great time to do that.
Well, I like what you said at the very beginning when you talked about, you know, yes, recovery, a lot of people are in that mode, but you're talking about success. And that to me is key, because that's obviously what we want in retirement, a successful retirement.
The thing is that we believe in long-term planning. But long-term is not where we live. We live in the short-term. And so we live in the highs and the lows, the ups and downs of the market, and that's the emotional side of it. But we all should know that in the long run, we're going to be okay. And it's a lot of times people are not able to get through that 3-month, 6-month, or 9-month, or even a year-long difficult market. We're able to do that. And we're able to know that, look, we might have a bad 12 months, we might have a bad 18 months, but as long as we recalculate and reallocate your investments to more proper areas and delete all the toxic holdings in your portfolio, you're going to be just fine. But there's a lot of advisors out there, and this really ticks me off, and I've said this for a very long time, I've been on the radio now a very long time, and I've said before in the past, even when the markets were good, this industry is ripe for financial disruption. There's a lot of people in this industry that should not be in this industry. And now all of a sudden, people are starting to see those people. You are not a fit advisor for me, and so I need to make a change. These are inappropriate investments. You put me in inappropriate investments. Now I need a different direction. And so there's a lot of people that are coming into me, and they're like, Eric, how do I tell my advisor that I'm leaving them? It's simple. I'm just going in a different direction. Thank you for everything that you've done for me. Move on. Cut bait, move on, and move to a better direction.
800-779-1942. I like the sound of that, Eric. And folks, you're doing virtual meetings, right? I mean, you're meeting with folks if they want to, in any manner of speaking?
All states, Steve. I mean, the thing is that we're getting calls. You know, people have left Southwest Florida, have gone back to their original home where they came from, and we're still doing a lot of virtual meetings, FedEx, UPS, DocuSign. We're doing everything. So it's business as normal for us.
All right. Fair enough. Well, folks, get on the phone. Let's get on Eric's calendar and have that meeting.
Yeah, if you're interested in a second opinion or a portfolio recovery strategy, give us a call. We're going to take the next 5 callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you are serious about your finances, then this is for you. We're going to create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers. If you've saved at least $500,000 for retirement, then this is for you. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we can show you a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next 5 callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review, over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
What a great idea, folks. And again, if you're looking for that second opinion, you need a little bit of reassurance. Yes, Eric and the team is there for you. Sit down, get that financial roadmap put together. Let them translate a lot of complex financial world. And I mean, it can get very complicated. There's a lot of rules and regs out there that are just new. Eric and the team are up to date on all of them. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, and it starts with that phone call, 800-779-1942. You're going to get the comprehensive financial review that Eric just talked about. You see where you are today, of course, but most importantly, you'll find that you've now got a roadmap, a guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up, what to do with a stimulus check or your tax refund. When we come back, we'll outline some things you could do to help your retirement portfolio.
We are back on Wealth Works Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and of course, Eric Fiduciary. He's an author, president, Retirement Wealth LLC, and so much more. And so, Eric, you are an author. You do much writing these days?
Yeah, we're doing a lot more writing, actually. We're doing a lot more writing in the blog. There's a lot more people that are reading our blog, ericcarneyblog.com. And we are getting back into a few things. We're actually just rewrote our portfolio recovery strategy. And this is actually a booklet that we're going to have people be allowed to download. This was really the biggest thing that we did in 2008 because I was lucky enough to get out of my clients out of the market in November of 07. We actually started moving our clients out of the market in November of 07 due to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. So this home price index actually has a very huge trickle effect on the economy. And when that started falling apart, we knew that the economy was going to start to falter, not having any clue what was to happen a year later. Well, the interesting thing was, since a lot of my clients were sitting in cash over the summer of 2008, we knew that, you know, things were falling apart, and we had a lot of clients that were coming in whose advisors did nothing. And so it was then that we created the portfolio recovery strategy, how to actually get you out of this hole. So, and it's kind of interesting right now too, and we moved a lot of our clients into cash, and we also updated their financial plans and their income plans. So right now, while the markets are falling apart, hey, I'm fine with that because I'm sitting in a lot of cash for my clients. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that we have a lot of time to dedicate to new clients because we already took care of our clients months ago.
That's really comforting.
It's very comforting, and I'll tell you, and that's why I say it's amazing that we're still working 7 days a week, because that's how many new clients we're taking in. So the bottom line is that this portfolio recovery strategy, people are like, okay, I really have to figure out how to make my way out of this. And remember, whatever got you in the hole, whatever investments you held getting into the hole may not get you out of that hole. And so you've got to remember, if you've ever driven into a ditch, sometimes we kind of put the car in reverse and we hit the gas pedal super hard, and sometimes that buries us even more. So a lot of times it's going to be a different vehicle that actually gets us out of the ditch. It's no different with your investments. Whatever investments got you in the hole, it may be different investments that are going to get you out of that hole. And that's actually where that portfolio recovery strategy comes in. And there's a lot of people that are realizing right now that their investments are not appropriate for them anyways. And so it's a great time to make those changes, especially with cost basis. I mean, if there's ever some things that you wanted to get out of that had super high cost basis, check your cost basis now, because you're going to thrive in this environment, because you can sell off everything that was toxic in that portfolio, update it, make the portfolio more relevant, and get rid of all those toxic holdings. This is actually, you know, they always say never waste a good crisis. And while there are a lot of people suffering out there and also dying, obviously, from the financial aspect of this, there's a lot of great opportunity out there, but you've got to find the right advisory firm that can kind of propel you in that direction. And so a lot of times people are calling me and saying, okay, I'm bringing in my portfolio, or I'm sending in my portfolio. We're taking a look at them, and I can identify three or four major things that are wrong with that portfolio. So again, there's a lot of people that they're taking this opportunity of the downtime and saying, okay, I want to make sure that I take the time, I invest the time in doing this. And actually, this is something that you can really do that's a positive thing, because there's a lot of people that say, okay, I'm going to clean out my closet, I'm going to clean out my kitchen, get all that stuff done. This is a great time to go through your finances and really update those as well.
Sure. And absolutely. 800-779-1942. And, you know, as we talk about this, the average federal income tax refund this year, over $3,000. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, again, if you're getting $3,000 and then you get the $1,200, and if you're married and you've got kids, I mean, you know, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. The biggest thing right now is I think that people are focusing on their debt, you know, and they're starting to realize, okay, especially if, you know, and unfortunately, again, there's a lot of people that are hurting out there. If you've had a lot of debt and then all of a sudden you're cut off from working, like almost instantaneously, mm-hmm. that debt piles up pretty quickly. And a lot of people think, well, this is great, the government just cuts us a check. But in the long run, it actually all makes us poorer. I mean, I can't even imagine what our debt is going to be in another year or two after this whole mess.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, and even with the $1,200 stimulus, it's tax-free, but it's actually a tax credit on 2020. I mean, it gets confusing out there.
It does get confusing. And so a lot of people think, oh, I want that money. But, you know, like I said, it's detrimental. Shake Shack just gave back $10 million back to the government. They said, we don't need the loan. And they realized that, you know, there were strings attached with that loan. And so they said, we don't need it. We're going to give it back. So there's a lot of companies that need that cash flow. There's a lot of people that need that cash flow. So you really have to determine what your needs are right up front. Do I have to pay off debt? Do I have to keep the lights on? Do I have to feed my children? Obviously, feeding your children is going to come first. You sure. know, I mean, there's a lot of people that are terrified because they have families. And so again, these are the times where I know that they're tough times, but together as a community and actually as a country, we'll get through this. But this is also the time where you have to realize, okay, how do I be better prepared for next time? And we've talked on the show several times about having an emergency fund. This is that time for that emergency fund to kick in. So there's a lot of times where, like I said, we go through difficult times. How do we learn from them?
Right. And again, obviously we are, and you too, I'm sure, are learning different ways to approach things in this environment than you've done in the past.
We are. I mean, we learn new things all the time. The other thing is that it makes us even a better advisor. I mean, like I said, after 9/11, after all the pullbacks, and actually after 2008, we're 100% prepared for times like these. I mean, this is actually where we thrive. The unfortunate part is that when the markets are going up, and I kind of talked about this earlier, when the markets are going up and people are just looking at their statements, they think, at least I'm making money. But now all of a sudden they're starting to realize, okay, this is not good. I'm not in a good position. I mean, there's people that have lost a small fortune. And if you're three years from retirement, or 1 year from retirement, or worse, 2 years into retirement, this is a huge blow for you. And so the thing is that this is where long-term planning really has to play an important role. How do you pay all of your wants and needs and still live that lifestyle that you want? Because after this, still, there's not one person out there who wants to lose their lifestyle. And that's one thing that we have to look at for every single client, is saying, look, your lifestyle is still going to be here. You're going to go through some bumps and bruises, but you're still going to be okay.
Right. You know, it occurs to me, there was the Tax and Jobs Act, then there was the Secure Act, now there's the CARES Act. Eric, the rules keep changing.
They're changing. They're getting more and more difficult to follow. People don't understand what's out there. But unfortunately, $360 billion or $350 billion in the payroll protection program, that thing was gone in days. I mean, literally days. You had, I think it was $1.3 or $1.7 trillion that was applied for, and yet there's only $350 billion there. So there's a lot of programs out there, but you're right, it's hard to keep up with them. And with all this money that keeps getting pumped out there, this is going to send inflation eventually through the roof. And this is another thing that we factor into the plan, because we've been factoring in 3% inflation. When somebody tells me, well, I've been tracking inflation, it's only 1.9, I tell them, well, that's, you know, now. But now all of a sudden that we're printing off all this money, like out of thin air, inflation's going to go through the roof. And I've also always said we factor in normal inflation at 3%, and then healthcare and medical inflation is north of 6%. Now I would imagine that healthcare with the coronavirus is going to be a hell of a lot higher than 6%. Are you kidding me now? Like, I know that these hospitals are running pretty much at max just because of the coronavirus. And so all the medical supplies, can you imagine all the cleaner that they're using and everything? So inflation medically is going to go through the roof as well. And people just don't understand the long-term ramifications. We have got to focus on that and factor that into the portfolio, not just for this year, but for the next 3 years. Because this year right now, 2020, with the coronavirus, is going to have massive effects in this market for the next 3 to 5 years at least.
Wow. Well, folks, if you want to get a handle on that, it's clear Eric and the team are abreast of all of the things that are going on and can help you. And especially if you need that second opinion on your retirement plan, now'd be a great time to give Eric a call.
Yeah. So if you're serious about your finances, please call us, because if you take this seriously, then we take it seriously as well. But there's a lot of people that just have a few questions. And I'll tell you what, the people who actually want a full-blown financial plan, a full income plan, those are the people that we want to work with. So let's take the next 5 callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing, or if you're looking for a second opinion, we'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers. If you've saved at least $500,000 for retirement, this is a great opportunity for you. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for only the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review, over $1,000 value, will be giving it away, complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
What a great opportunity it is, folks. It's a chance to sit down, well, virtually sit down with Eric and the team and begin to put together a financial roadmap. It gets complicated. Boy, we barely scratched the surface, and I'm already confused. It's a chance for you to get a better understanding and really understand what is going on with your portfolio. It's a true practical financial review, and it all starts with a phone call, 800-779-1942. Get that comprehensive financial review. You see where you stand today, yes, but most importantly, you end up with that roadmap that we talk about, the guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. The next five callers right now, 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, retirement planning during a pandemic. When we come back, we've got some tips on what to watch for. That and more coming right up.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, President, Retirement Wealth LLC. You and the team, you guys are working like mad people.
It's been crazy. I mean, we've always been busy, but man, once this pandemic went into play, I mean, the phone and emails have just been unbelievable. And so, we've been working a very, very long hours and helping a lot of new people. And it's just amazing to see, you know, what's happening out there. I mean, there's still a lot of people with really outdated portfolios, and now they really see where they're just not getting any service. There's no financial planning. There's really no financial direction. And that's what people are concerned about in this. And again, you know, I want to kind of stress this again, too. You talk about retirement planning during a pandemic. When you see all of these large companies failing and, you know, you see Lucky's Markets and they were filing for bankruptcy before, but now it's even going to get worse. Pier One, who's been around forever, is shutting down 450 stores. Norwegian Flights filing for bankruptcy. JCPenney right now exploring bankruptcy. 24 Hour Fitness, they're nationwide, a gym. They're looking to file bankruptcy as soon as next week. And also Neiman Marcus filing for bankruptcy.
Wow.
You've got to realize your retirement, your personal retirement, has got to be run just like these companies. You need cash flow. You need profits. You've got to factor in inflation. You also have to factor in all the what ifs. People are realizing, Eric, there's a lot more sides to this. And so the thing is that I always say you need a financial plan. I want to understand your lifestyle. I want to understand your goals, your objectives. What about medical costs? What about inflation? Number two, your income plan, your lifestyle. How do we pay for that? How are you going to create that paycheck? Where is your paycheck going to come from for the next 25 and 30 years? So again, you've got the financial plan, then you've got the income plan. Purpose determines placement. Once we understand your lifestyle, goals, wants, needs, everything like that, then all of a sudden it's going to determine what investments are actually appropriate for you. And then lastly, world-class service. Because without solid planning and without everything else, and if nobody returns your phone calls, all of that is for nothing. So you need someone who is giving you world-class concierge service that's always getting back to you, emailing you back, making sure that all of your questions are answered. These are all things that this is not an option. This is what people deserve. And so this is all of a sudden what we're realizing, that there's a lot of people out there, they're not getting that. And so again, if you want to figure out a good tip of what to watch out for, it's someone who's not giving you exactly what you need. Because financial planning, you are entering into a financial relationship with that person. And that's why I always say on the radio, you need to actually meet with three different advisors and see who you gel with the most with. And so during this whole pandemic, this is opening up a lot of things to people and saying, okay, I definitely need a change.
Right. And if someone is, you know, close to retirement, maybe, you know, going to work another couple, 3 years, suddenly they're faced with, okay, I'm out of a job, so I'm just going to pull the trigger on Social Security. And I understand that may be the emotional reaction.
It's 100% an emotional reaction. It's like, well, I'm going to fall back on that. And that's my paycheck. That may not be the best thing for you, because all of a sudden it could be 3 months, 6 months, or 9 months, or even a year after you start taking that you get offered a position either back at your old job, or somebody else comes and finds you and says, hey, we can start you back up again. And all of a sudden you're collecting that Social Security. I think people that choose their Social Security is the biggest emotional decision. And they think, well, it's not going to be there. I'm going to take it while it's there. Look, they pay out well over $1 trillion a year out in Social Security. So it's not like there's just $1 trillion sitting in that bank. They came up now with the Secure Act, which is actually going to help fund Social Security in the future. Social Security is going to be around for a very, very long time. There's going to be changes to it, but the bottom line is that if you have longevity, you've got to consider your spouse. You've got to consider all the options. And I'll tell you, when you sit down with our planning department, they're going to give you different options of what you have, and it's very eye-opening. We just took on a new couple last week, and she says, well, I think I'm going to start Social Security, but yeah, he's making $100,000 a year. Well, that's the silliest thing I ever heard, right? So there's no sense in taking that Social Security. So what we did was we came up with a couple different strategies, and they were blown away at what strategies were still available. Even though Social Security has cut back an awful lot on all of their options, there's still different strategies out there. So again, you've got to take into account your longevity, your medical history, your tax situation, your income situation, everything before you make an emotional decision.
And that's really what we're talking about here. And, you know, you talked about the CARES Act and what that is, what that isn't. And I think people, again, from an emotional standpoint, oh, I can take $100,000 from my 401k, you know, they're in a panic mode.
Right.
Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe it isn't.
Well, and plus now you have to prove that it was for coronavirus reasons.
Sure.
And so the whole thing is that now all of a sudden you're going to have to argue with the IRS or whoever about, you know, whether this was actually a coronavirus related incident before you go and do that. So, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, it's just free money. I can get away with a 10% penalty. It's not exactly that easy. There's nothing easy about this pandemic, believe me. I mean, the government is easing up on things with mortgage loans and everything like that. But you got to really understand that you eventually have to pay. And so the thing is that, again, through long-term planning, you've got to be realistic about what's going to happen this year, next year, and so forth, and really plan that out. And a lot of times, again, that does get to be very emotional. That's where we have to stop the emotions. I do not get emotional about anyone's money. I go by factual information. Everything is data-driven. All the decisions that we make for a client are data-driven. We go through research. We take a look at right now. We take a look at short-term, mid-term, long-term. These are all the different things that we're doing for clients. And there's a lot of people out there who don't feel that they're being serviced by their advisor. They're just like, we'll get through this. Things will come back. It's not that easy. Like I said, whatever happens this year are going to have strong ramifications for the next 3 to 5 years. We're not over this once people start reopening up the economy. This new normal is going to be the new normal for a very long time. I'm wondering when I finally see the last person that is wearing a mask at the grocery store. I think that's going to be very, very far down the road. So we're going to have that daily remembering of the coronavirus for a very long time. And economically, this is going to last for a very long time unless you are proactive about that.
And one of the things you can be proactive about is it might be right now one of the best times ever to do a Roth conversion.
For sure. So Donna, my financial planning team, they're looking at all those right now. While the markets are low, do you want to do any Roth conversions? Because right now you can ride that market back up. And if you're riding it back up in a Roth IRA, you're making up the difference between what it costs you to do the conversion and then ride that value back up. So there's a lot of times where we are considering tax strategies. Also, we're also doing wealth transfers right now as well. That's a great time to do that too. A lot of people are suffering out there on a health-related side, but from a financial aspect, there's a lot of people that are taking advantage of this, and I'll tell you, it's making a huge difference for them.
So moving forward, is there are going to be some good deals out there, aren't there, to be had in the market?
There's some great deals. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to do very well from this. And I'll tell you, a lot of the new people that we have coming in, we're cleaning up their portfolios, resetting them, we're reallocating them, and we're making significant changes to it. We've brought on new staff now. I mean, it's just amazing how busy we have been over the past month and a half. And I think that will continue all throughout the summer. I will say this to everyone. There will be a point where you will not be able to take advantage of this market anymore. So right now that we're in a tailspin on the way down, everyone has an opportunity. But really, once the Dow bounces back and sets back in at even 25 and 26,000, I think the majority of that opportunity is gone. So that's why we're very happy to be so busy right now, because when a lot of people say, well, I'll come see you in the fall when we come back down to Southwest Florida, it's not going to happen like that. Your opportunity is absolutely right now, and in the next couple of weeks, maybe in the next month, while the market's pulled back hard, and people just don't understand that. So a lot of times we're just going through cleaning up the portfolios, implementing that into the plan, and people are like, I can't believe the difference. So it really is an exciting time for us, and this is what I really enjoy. I really enjoy cleaning up people's portfolios and showing them the huge difference between their current portfolio and what we're doing. And it's just made a huge difference in their lives too. So again, very rewarding.
Well, and again, folks, if you'd like to get in on that, get that second opinion, get that second set of eyes, take the emotion out of it and do the math, because that's what it comes down to. Now would be a good time to give Eric a call.
Yeah, Steve. So we're going to take the next five callers. We're looking for people who are very serious about financial planning, that really want to put the time and effort into building a financial plan and an income plan. So if you're serious about your finances, then this is a great opportunity. We're going to take the next five callers. We're going to create that full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, if you've saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we can show you a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
Great time to make that phone call, folks, right now. Eric is available. He can help you put together that financial roadmap, but translate a lot of complex financial world into something that just makes sense. Here's a chance to get that true practical financial review. Second opinion, yes, now is the time. 800-779-1942. You will get that comprehensive financial review. You see, here's where you are today. Yep, that's good. But what's more important is you end up with a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. Next five callers, 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, questions from you and answers from me. Stay tuned.
Hey, we're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, he's an author. He's president of Retirement Wealth LLC. Got a heck of a team together there, working real hard these days, Eric.
That is an understatement.
But Donna's there, Autumn's there. I mean, you guys are committed. And I know you've got other people behind the scenes, too. I just know them.
Yeah, we do. We've actually brought on additional staff, and we're growing, and we always have been growing quite a bit. And we have a lot of people in our back offices. We've got about 60 people working up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've got about another 15 people out in Chicago. So those are the back office ones that really support us quite a bit, too. So there's a lot of people, and I'll tell you, we've been submitting quite a bit of business over the past couple of weeks, with everything that's going on. And I'll tell you, I'm very grateful to everyone that's calling in. I'm very grateful to all the new plans that we're actually doing. We are committed as ever before. And like I said, we're working very hard to make a difference for all the people that are really serious about this.
So are you still seeing a lot of activity probably not in your offices, but your offices are still busy, right?
Offices are still busy. We're maintaining, you know, the physical distance and everything. We do still have a few people that do want to come in. And so what we do is we actually put them in one of our open conference rooms, have very short meetings, and then we're also doing virtual meetings left and right. And
sure.
So the virtual meetings, I'll tell you, it's crazy. I mean, we're at FedEx twice a day, UPS once a day, and things are just going back and forth, but it's really not slowing down how we do business. We're writing just as many financial plans as ever. And there's just a lot more people that feel like I'm in the right direction now than ever before. So again, it's been very overwhelming, but very positive. A very positive, overwhelming experience, too.
Sure. All right. Well, let's jump into a couple of questions here. We've got Gwen in Naples, and I like the question. She says, I'm 68, retired, and receive Social Security. Do I still get the $1,200 stimulus check?
Yes.
Yes, that's it?
Yep, you do.
Okay.
Well, that's a short answer anyways. I mean, the long answer is the checks are non-taxable, and they're based on your 2019 tax returns if they've already filed. The interesting thing is that my father passed away last August, and my mother actually received two stimulus checks, one for her, one for my dad, and that was because he had filed tax returns for last year.
Sure.
So my mother, being the person that she is, felt awful guilty about that, and I said, Mom, cash it. I said, just, you know, put it in the bank. But the bottom line is that the checks are based on all income, which means also retirees and Social Security, and those who claim other benefits such as supplementary security income are also eligible.
800-779-1942 is the number. Gwen, if you want to get to with Eric and the team. All right, let's jump to Norman Benita. He says, I'm the guy who never opens his investment account statements because I'm scared to look and because I don't really know what I'm looking at anyway. How do you
help a guy? Norm, you're killing me. You are killing me. I'll open them up for you. So
okay.
There was a gentleman a couple weeks ago, shows up to our office with a huge box. He's got a mask on and gloves. And I'm like, are you bringing me corona-infested statements, you know? So I took the box, and then I put it back out in the garage for like 3 days, let the corona die on it. And I called him up, and he was another gentleman who had never taken a look at any of his statements. So after we went through everything, we kind of, you know, put everything in, and we actually had a virtual meeting with him and kind of went over everything. And I said, you're not in bad shape. I said, but we can put you in better shape. And he's like, I just don't understand this. It's very overwhelming. Well, he was another gentleman that had been working with an advisor for a very long time, was in very expensive loaded funds, proprietary products, just a horrible portfolio. And he's like, you know, he goes, I just got sick and tired of it because I never made any money. But once we went through and we explained everything to him, like why he wasn't making money, how there was duplication over diversification, how he was taking on a lot of risk and actually could lower that, he was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So there's a lot of people that when you explain it to them in real English and so they understand it, they actually start to get into it a little bit more. And that's what we want to do. We want people to get re-engaged. And I talk about getting people reacquainted with their portfolio. That's what we're doing. All you're doing is getting reacquainted with your money. Like, you want to know what you're invested in. Why are you invested in it? Is it risky? Is it not risky? Is it expensive? Is it appropriate for you? So this is all the things about financial planning. And there's dozens and dozens and dozens of different things that go into financial planning, and it gets overwhelming to people. And again, you know, it gets emotional for them. And so they kind of tend to shy away from it. But you got to remember that we have to fund our retirement. We have to create a paycheck in our retirement. And so again, people don't want to lose that lifestyle, but the responsibility of that is to create financial planning and income planning.
And that's really what it's all about, is income in retirement. I mean, that's the king, right? I mean, that rules.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's surprising when people say, what do I bring in? I want you to bring in your income plan. I want you to bring in your financial plan. And I want you to bring in your up-to-date statements. They're like, well, I don't have an income plan. Okay, well, you know, bring in your financial plan. I don't have a financial plan. And some of these people are going into retirement, or they've been in retirement for 5 or 10 years and they have no direction. But yet when I ask them what their goals are, I want to make sure that I take care of my kids. I want to help my grandkids. I want to make sure that I can travel. I want to make sure that I can pay for healthcare. How do you know that you can do that without a financial plan? How do you know that you can afford that without an income plan? And so there's so many missing pieces to the puzzle, and I'll have a job for the rest of my life because there's a lot of planners, advisors out there, investment advisors, whatever they call themselves, that actually don't even know how to do financial planning. And so when people ask Donna and my planning team, why didn't my advisor do this for me before? Donna's answer to them is a lot of advisors don't know how, and that is the God's honest truth.
Wow. That's the stark reality of it, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, we have 4 different kinds of planning software, 4 major ones, and then we have all kinds of investment planning software. We have several different kinds of social security strategy software. A lot of these firms don't have it. They don't want the expense of it, and they actually don't know how to integrate it into their portfolios. So they're just beating up the portfolio, telling you, well, we can give you a better portfolio. You may sign on with them, but then 1 or 2 years down the road, you're in the same boat and asking yourself, I wonder if I'm in a good position. I don't want to ever wonder if my client's in a good position. I want to be able to look at the financial plan and the income plan, and we all are on the same page.
800-779-1942. Let's go to Sarasota, where Kevin is, and he's asking, does having a self-directed IRA mean I'm not paying any fees and I'm on my own for how I should invest? That's an interesting question.
Yeah, self-directed IRAs can be one of the most expensive IRAs out there.
Oh, really?
So self-directed IRA means that a lot of times they want to buy real estate or something like that, but there's still other companies out there that are going to charge you to do all that paperwork. So you still have ongoing fees in there. And then a lot of times people want to get back out of the real estate and back into the stock market as they get older. They don't want the labor intensity of it, or they don't want the hassle of having a tenant in there anymore. So we do a lot of conversions back to the market. So there's a lot of times where we've seen the self-directed IRAs be very expensive. You can pretty much invest in whatever you want as long as it's applicable. But yeah, there are fees involved with that as well.
So, and again, that self-directed IRA, I know we're kind of almost out of time here, but that is an interesting vehicle that I don't think many people know about.
No, they really don't. And I'll tell you, it gets kind of funny because we had one client who came in who had a self-directed IRA and had a lot of real estate in there, but she had no idea what her profits were in the real estate. So when we actually sat her down with our bookkeeping side, she actually sat down with our bookkeeper and went through the whole thing. They weren't very profitable for her. And she's like, well, how's this going to work in retirement by the time I pay for my taxes, insurance and everything? It wasn't very profitable for her. So whatever you're doing in retirement, it's just like these companies that are filing for bankruptcy. You have to understand what your cash flow is. You have to understand what your profits are, factor in inflation, and really understand where you are at all times. That's financial planning.
Well, that's why we hire you, Eric. We go to you, so you can worry about all of that, not me.
That's right. That's right. So I unfortunately, Steve, you know, it really is amazing how many people do not have a financial plan. And we talk about this all the time. But like I said, this gives you financial direction, and this is what people want in their retirement.
And again, folks, if you want to get in on this, this is the last time today that we're going to open up the lines and invite you to call.
Yep. If you're interested in a results in advance financial plan, give us a call today. If you're interested in a portfolio recovery strategy, or you're looking for a second opinion, this is a great opportunity for you. If you are serious about your finances, please give us a call today. We're going to create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers. If you've saved at least $500,000 for retirement, then this is for you. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we can show you a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to help you take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
Great opportunity, folks. Take advantage of it. Sit down with Eric and the team and put that financial roadmap together once and for all. Let them take care of the complexities that it is and make it very clear and easy to understand. Here's your chance to get a true practical financial review, and it's just a phone call away. 800-779-1942. The next five callers get that comprehensive financial review. You see, here's where I am today, yes, but most importantly, you wind up with a roadmap, a guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. Call us now, the next five callers, 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. Eric, as always, best hour of the week for me. Just hanging out with you because you're always good. You're always insightful.
I appreciate that. I really do appreciate the time I spend with you as well. Hey, everybody out there, have a great week. Stay safe and have an even better retirement. Remember, you only retire once. Let's get it right the first time.
Let's do that. And again, thanks for listening, everybody. We hope you found the information helpful today. We're going to be back again next week. We've got lots more on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney.
Eric Kearney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposures to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the field of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida. Insurance license number P138852. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's accounts to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded, liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.